trusted information for the Twin Cities and the Upper Midwest. This is News Radio 830, WCCO, and WCCO HD1, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
CBS News, I'm Harley Carnes. This is history. CBS News now estimates the end of the race. California, Oregon, Washington, and Hawaii are estimated to go to Barack Obama when the votes are totaled. And those states put him over the 270 electoral votes needed to become the first African-American president of the United States. Live now to Chicago and Grant Park, where that teeming throng awaits their hero, CBS's Steve Kathan. Steve?
Well, Harley, this night of anticipation is now a night of euphoria. People shoulder to shoulder, the big moment arriving. People turning and hugging each other. People are clapping and jumping up and down. Smiles all around. Children are on the backs of their parents, standing up and cheering. American flags are waving throughout this crowd here in Grant Park. People are jammed in here. And now this moment, when Barack Obama is projected as the next president of the United States, an explosion of joy in this park. I'm Steve Kathan, live in Chicago. CBS's Steve Futterman is with the McCain camp in Phoenix.
And Steve, a much different mood here. They are not showing the projections giving Barack Obama the election on the big screens in this ballroom. They continue to play country music in the background. This McCain supporter was asked if he will now give Barack Obama his support.
Obama? No. I will, I'll be just like the Democrats are now with the Bush. So, two could play the game.
John McCain's expected to address supporters probably in the next hour. Live at McCain headquarters in Phoenix, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
4 years ago, all eyes were on Florida. Tonight, the hard-fought race in Florida won't make or break the outcome. When Sarah Palin was named by John McCain as his running mate, there was much head-scratching, followed by a lot of excitement, and then more head-scratching. CBS News exit polling found she did not help the ticket. After all,
6 in 10 voters say John McCain's choice of Sarah Palin as vice president was a factor in their vote, and 6 in 10 say Sarah Palin is not qualified to be president if necessary. On the other hand, nearly 7 in 10 say Joe Biden is qualified.
Polling analyst Fred Backus. It appears unlikely that the Democrats will manage any veto-proof majorities on Capitol Hill, but there are gains.
Thank you. Thank you for your hard work, your support, and especially your love. Serving you has been the honor of my life.
That's Republican Senator Elizabeth Dole in North Carolina on her way out, swept aside by the Obama movement. Democrats are expected to be a handful short of the 60-vote supermajority in the Senate. By the way, on Wall Street today, the Dow surged 305 points. The experts say it's relief because finally this election season is ending. The Nasdaq up nearly 54 points. And back in Chicago, where the celebration continues, Obama with at least 283 electoral votes, enough to call moving vans for relocation to Pennsylvania Avenue. This is CBS News.
Yes, indeed. And this is Election Night 2008 on WCCO Radio. And Eric Escalon, I must ask you this question at this point. This is a moment in time. This is a moment in history. In your career, where does it stand?
Well, it's a national, international history, Dark, and it's fun to be a part of it in some small way. Let's go to Bruce Hogovic, who I think might have some cheering and some hooping and hollering out of DFL headquarters. Bruce.
This is just incredible, Eric and Dark. There's just jubilation here when the sign was flashed on the big screen saying Obama elected president. There was just this loud outburst. People are clapping. Maybe you can hear it here in the background. They're dancing. I'm seeing people hugging each other. I'm seeing tears. People actually in tears. They're so emotional about this victory. It's a very historic moment in American politics and probably one of the most historic moments in maybe decades or even longer. It's a huge turning point in American politics, and they continue to cheer here. This is just pure jubilation. A lot of these people, of course, have been Obama ground workers these past several months. They put in a lot of time, a lot of work, a lot of sweat, a lot of effort into this. And there's so much passion. There's always passion, of course, on election night. But I got to say that this is about as much passion as I've seen in many, many elections. These people here are just elated. They're clapping. They're cheering. And something tells me this is going to go on for quite a while. It's just a very happy scene here.